There are some big changes in the works for the L.A. County Museum of Art, or LACMA. From a new building spanning over Wilshire Boulevard that you probably have heard about to a total rethinking of how you experience the exhibits. But one planned expansion maybe you haven't heard about is one that they want to build in South Los Angeles. LACMA officials are aiming to refurbish an old L.A. Metro warehouse that used to store buses and the like into a storage space for collections that are not on display at LACMA. KCRW's Frances Anderton just got back from the museum where she caught an earful about all this. She's here with this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
All right, first of all, briefly, where is this space in South L.A.?
Well, we're talking about a wetlands park near Slauson Avenue and Avalon Boulevard in South L.A. Imagine we're just east of the 110. We're south of the 10. This is a former bus maintenance and storage facility. It sat empty for 30 years, but it's about 100 years old. It's quite a fine building we're talking about that's in this gorgeous park that was restored by Reckon Parks.
All right, so why is LACMA, Frances, targeting South Los Angeles to store its art, and are there other plans for the space?
With plans to build the Zumtor project at LACMA, which involves demolishing four buildings, there's got to be a home for staff and art while this massive rebuild is done at the Wilshire site. But there is also this larger goal of bringing the arts to the community, and it's something that Director Michael Govan says they've tried in other places.
For 10 years, we've been working in North Hollywood, we've been working in Compton, we've been working in MacArthur Park, we've been working in East LA. We're listening and learning and going slowly, because that's the issue. You can't just land somewhere and make a decision.
You can't just land somewhere and make a decision. Well, they're landing. They want to land in South LA, at least part of it. If you live there, what kind of benefits will people be seeing?
Well, Director Michael Govan points out there's 10,000 school children in that area. All of those children will benefit from the art programs that are there. The wetlands is already a lovely park, and there'll be this added benefit of a cultural center. There's also a plan to bring in YOLA, the Youth Orchestra of Los Angeles. They would also be part of the programming. So there's lots and lots of potential benefits. It could be absolutely fabulous. One of the questions that inevitably arises, we're living through a period right now where people, especially in less affluent communities, are extremely anxious about gentrification. And gentrification is now seen by some as sort of attached to art coming into a neighborhood. You've no doubt followed what's been going on in Boyle Heights with respect to this. Michael Govan is very conscious of this, and this is what he told us when we asked him about it.
Someone said very articulately at one conference, gentrification is something that is done to you. Revitalization is something that's done with you. And therein lies the kind of question of process.
So are they doing this without deference to the community?
Well, they will say they're doing it with deference to the community, in as much as Michael Govan and his colleagues have emphasized that they have been working on this over time and they've been talking very directly with folks in the neighborhood. But it's certainly an issue they're very aware of and want the communities to know that they're aware of.
Frances, obviously this isn't being done in a vacuum. They're going to have to raise the money to do this somehow. Where's that money going to come from?
Well, at the meeting this morning at the Department of Rec and Parks Board, it was made very clear that that department, which owns the park, will bear very little cost responsibility for the makeover of the building. Those costs will be borne by LACMA, which, as Michael Govan pointed out, is in a constant state of fundraising, in part for these kind of decentralization projects, in part for acquiring art, and of course for the quite costly Peter Zumtor designed new building that will replace the four buildings on Wilshire. Then, of course, the LA County Museum of Art does get funding from the county, which, of course, means us. As to how that all breaks down, it's unclear, but certainly the LACMA donors are going to be supporting this project.
We'll be hearing about it for sure.
Yes.
All right. Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
So welcome, Steve.